Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 today, verses 1 and 2. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 1 and 2. Paul says, "Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word, but by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God." Folks, listen closely. And unfortunately, over the years, I've seen too many churches do what Paul says not to do here. But God and his word do not need our help. They're more than powerful enough. Stop trying to soften the word of God or make it relevant. It is already relevant by itself. It is the Word of God. There are too many preachers out there today that are saying, well, let's just stick with the New Testament. The Old Testament's kind of hard for people to understand. And there are others who are saying, well, we need to make it not sound so harsh and just maybe say it in a nicer way. Or no, let the Word of God speak for itself. Acts chapter 17, verse 25, Paul makes this very interesting statement and speaking to the Areopagus there on Mars Hill in Athens, he said this. He says, "Nor is God served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything." In other words, God doesn't need your help. Does he use us? Definitely. Has he planned to use us? For sure. But he doesn't need us to help him. And we've tried to help the Word of God. We've tried to make the Word of God more relevant. And when we say that we need to make the Word of God more relevant, we've just said it's irrelevant. Folks, listen. Paul said this in our passage for today. "We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's Word, but by the open statement of the truth, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God." He's now going to go on, and we'll see that next week. If our gospel's veiled, it's because Satan's blinded him. If it makes sense, it's because God's opened their eyes. Stop trying to help it make sense. Share the truth. Let the chips fall where they may, if you will. Let the Spirit of God do his work. Hebrews chapter 4, listen to verses 12 and 13. And not just listen to it, but believe it. "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of the soul and the spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and the intentions of the hearts. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account." The word of God's sharp enough, powerful enough to take care of itself. We're just to wield it, if you will. We're to just share it. A lot of you have probably wondered, Jim, you use a lot of scriptures, even in a 5-minute challenge. How do you use so many verses? Listen, because I don't have a lot to say. But God's word is powerful in enough and of itself. I could just read scripture and that be the program and God would get his stuff done. There is a need for preaching. There's a need for teaching. But at the same time, we should be teaching and preaching using the word of God. A lot of preachers today will read a verse of scripture, close the Bible and say, let's just talk about this. And unfortunately, it's the word that penetrates hearts. It's the word of God that brings us to Christ. It's through faith that we hear the word of Christ. Listen, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. I don't want you to miss what Paul said here as well. "When I came to you, brothers, I did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Christ Jesus and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in trembling. My speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Too many preachers today feel like they have to be engaging and interesting, and people all of a sudden say, I like listening to him. He's fun. He's this. He's that. Be careful. I have no problem with someone actually allowing the Spirit of God to use their gifts if they are engaging or they are interesting to listen to, and that's how God's gifted you. But beware of thinking that it's your ability to word it a certain way that is going to make people's hearts change. It's the Word of God. It's the power of God. Share the Word of God with the gifting he's given you and leave the results to God, because it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with God and his word and the people's response to it. I look forward to sharing some more with you from 2 Corinthians on Monday. Tomorrow we'll be in the Psalms. Hope to see you then.